Colstrip United co-founder Lori Shaw helped organize this gathering for legislators at the Helena Great Northern Hotel.
This just seemed like the perfect opportunity to meet a lot of them face-to-face for the first time and really show them what it is that makes Colstrip so important and so special to the entire state of Montana.
Shaw said she knows there are those who are against coal and aren't sorry to see two more coal-fired power plants shuttered.
Today is a chance to meet with some of the everyday citizens of Colstrip that you might not get a chance to, and so to just have an open heart and an open mind. That's all we ask.
The people of Colstrip do matter.
Ashley Dennehy is the other co-founder of Colstrip United.
And that it's important to consider them as we go forth. Colstrip has done a lot for the state, and without Colstrip, I think that there would be a lot of people and a lot of programs that didn't have what they needed to survive.
Dennehy's references to the property and income tax dollars schools, local governments, and the state have come to rely on, as well as the interest from the Coal Tax Trust Fund that pays for water and other public works projects, libraries, and the arts. The future of that money is uncertain because the out-of-state owners have announced they're shutting down Units 1 and 2 because their customers in Oregon and Washington don't want electricity generated by coal. State Senator Dwayne Ankeny, one of the legislators sponsoring bills to address the aftermath, said his intent is not to be punitive against Puget Sound Energy and the other partners.
But when you pull out, there's a hole that needs to be filled. And I think that it's their obligation to help with filling this hole and helping these young workers that's going to be moved out of the vicinity and off into who knows where, help them with the costs of that transition out of Colstrip.
Ankeny added that includes job retraining and that the plant remediation is done properly. Governor Steve Bullock, his Republican gubernatorial challenger Greg Gianforte, Attorney General Tim Fox joined numerous other legislators, lobbyists, and others in attendance at the reception. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, Helena.